David Mundell, Secretary of State for Scotland.
Okay, so specifically on the issue of VAT for Scotland's emergency services, you know, the SNP say this is to be welcomed, but it doesn't go far enough and the payment should be backdated. What's your reaction to that?
I'm glad that there is a welcome for this measure, because it's a very important step in sorting out a mess that was created at the time Police Scotland was formed. The SNP government knew that if they formed Police Scotland in the way that they did, they would run into the issue of paying VAT. My Conservative colleagues from Scotland in Parliament have lobbied the Chancellor very, very hard. They've achieved this outcome of the fact that there'll be a relief, and that'll mean £40 million more to be spent on police and fire services in Scotland. And that's what should be welcomed. Let's not just find a new grievance, a new issue to row about. Let's take the positive and move forward with it.
Did the SNP not have a point, though? That's £140 million that could have gone to Scotland's emergency services in a time of tough financial constraints. Will this money be backdated?
The point for the SNP to consider is that when they formed Police Scotland, they could have done it in a number of ways, most of which would not have led them to paying VAT. So in their analysis, in the financial projections that they did to create Police Scotland in the way they did, it was on the basis that it would pay VAT. Now, it was the only police authority in the UK paying VAT. My colleagues, Conservative colleagues from Scotland in Parliament, have made the case for the reason that it would be fair that it should not pay VAT. That's been accepted. It's not going to. We're going to have £40 million extra to spend on police and fire services, and I think that is something that is to be welcomed. But the grievance, if there is one, is the way in which the SNP set up Police Scotland in the first place.
Is it going to be backdated, yes or no?
Well, the clear position is that it's a forward-looking measure.
You're saying this is a forward-looking measure. Are you categorically saying that no backdated payments will be made? Just a straight answer.
Well, the Chancellor's made it very clear. The Police Scotland will receive VAT relief from next year.
So no backdated payments, correct?
We're looking to resolve the situation, but we're not taking responsibility for a situation that the SNP created over the years by the way in which they set up Police Scotland. But we've come forward after very extensive lobbying with my Conservative colleagues from Scotland to say that going forward, that Police Scotland will receive VAT relief.
I don't understand how you can't just rule that out. Is that definitely not happening?
Well, it's definitely not happening.
Great.
Because the proposal is that VAT will cease to be paid or be subject to relief from next year.
David Mundell, thanks very much.